Hi, I'm Heather Monthy from the About the Tea in STEM podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 140 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters at my house in West Central Indiana, where the temperature is a balmy 32 degrees Fahrenheit. We're kind of back to normal January temperatures for here in Indiana, but it's been kind of a roller coaster. I am gearing up to go to the NJASA conference next week. This is for New Jersey school administrators. You know, we've got principals and assistant principals. We got teachers. There's a wide variety of educators at this, and excited to get to do the keynote there. So if you're going to be in New Jersey at that conference, I'll look forward to seeing you. I wanted to share with you today an idea that I came across on the Teaching from the Ridge blog. So Teaching from the Ridge is written by Nate and Angie Ridgway, the co-authors of the book with me, co-authors of Don't Ditch That Tech, Differentiated Instruction in a Digital World. And in this post, I tell you what, Nate has been on fire with some really, really good posts here. You can find his blog at teachingfromtheridge.com. And in this one, it's called Take a Flipgrid 5 Accessibility Done Quick. And so basically with any activity that Nate is doing, maybe not any, but a lot of them, anything that he assigns to his students, he's doing what he calls a Flipgrid 5. He says, take a Flipgrid 5. And what is it? He says in the blog, he says, well, it's simply taking 5 minutes to add in scaffolding with Flipgrid AR that my students and parents may need to access my curriculum. Now, when you hear that, if at first you're like, oh, wow, that's overwhelming, I couldn't do this, it's not that tricky to do. So basically, here's what he does. He takes this activity. Let's say that you've got a graphic organizer or a worksheet or something that students need to work on. What he does is he goes into Flipgrid, and I think he's created like an entire topic or grid for these kinds of activities. And what he does is he records a video where he talks about the activity that the students are doing and any, you know, common misconceptions or common hangups, and basically like preventative explanation so that students are able to have success on it. It's helpful for parents. It's helpful for students. He says, do parents or students always know what the purpose of an activity or worksheet is? What if parents or students need to hear text read to them out loud at home? And so basically he does this in one of these Flipgrid videos. And then once he's done with it, he takes the QR code to that activity and sticks it onto the worksheet or the page or whatever it is that they're doing. So he's able to save the QR code, which basically just links straight to the video. So think about it. If you're able to do this, and he says you can do this once you get the hang of it, you can do this in like 5 minutes. And so once you start doing this, if students or parents have a mobile device, all they have to do is if the student starts to struggle, they grab that mobile device, they turn on their QR code reader. Or with a lot of cell phones these days, you can just use the camera within the device. They scan the QR code, there's Nate's face, and they click play, and he gives them some extra help or some scaffolding or reads the text aloud or whatever. And so basically, it bakes in some accessibility, and it only takes just a few minutes to do. Plus, they get to hear it in your voice, and they get to see your face and everything, which, you know, which is definitely a personal touch. So That's something that Nate suggests for using Flipgrid. If you haven't heard of Flipgrid, it's a video response tool. It's totally free. It's a pretty cool thing, which you can find at flipgrid.com. And if you want to find this post and read the whole thing and get his step-by-steps on it and some examples that he shares, you can go to teachingfromtheridge.com. And if you don't see the Flipgrid 5 post right up at the top, just search for Flipgrid accessibility on the blog and you should be able to find it. So taking the Flipgrid 5 to scaffold for students to give them a little bit of extra help on those assignments. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.